the day, 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 day.
It's public transport, interesting public transport week here at Fact of the Day.
Are you going to do any funiculars or cable cars?
Yes, 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 yes.
Funiculi.
Yes, yes.
Funicula.
Yay. But yesterday, perhaps coincidentally, I finally watched the Brad Pitt movie Bullet Train, released in 2022, one of the first movies to go back into production after COVID.
Is that good?
Dude, it ruled.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I like it just... Lately, I've really appreciated a good stunt film. You know, we went and watched The Fall Guy.
Oh, that's such a great movie.
Yeah, this is a great film. I very much enjoyed it. I feel it didn't get its props.
Yeah.
And it's leaving Amazon Prime soon.
Okay.
That's the category I found it under. Leaving soon.
All right.
And that was about the bullet train in Japan.
Yeah.
That's set on the bullet train in Japan. So I thought, what about the fastest public transport?
It'll be... Japan or China, won't it?
China. Shanghai Maglev is a bullet train, also known as the Shanghai Trans Rapid. It tops the list of the fastest public transport in the world. It has an operating speed, a top operating speed of 460 kilometres an hour.
Is it faster than a plane?
No.
So a plane
faster
would be the fastest.
Faster than a small plane.
Right.
Faster than the
So this would be the public transport on the ground. Because planes, you say, are public transport, right?
I don't class it as
public
transport.
I would never think of a plane as being public transport.
But it's public.
Don't sort of snap
it's not,
on
you
or...
Yeah, but it's not a to get on it.
It's not a private jet, though, is
but
it?
But it's privately owned.
Yeah, are we not including our private jets?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm with you now. Yeah, public transport.
What about my public jet?
That you just let people go on.
You charge so much for it.
Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift's business model worked a treat.
Yeah.
Vaughn Star.
Vaughn Star.
Terrible on-time rating.
Yeah, and rude stuff.
Yeah, really rude. But that's how we keep people, that's how we keep numbers down.
Yeah.
It'll cost me a fortune otherwise.
Yeah.
The average speed of the Shanghai Trans Rapid is 251 kilometers an hour.
I feel like something like that in New Zealand wouldn't work because a cow would just wander onto the tracks.
It would be
it has to be
disintegrated.
Raised. Yeah. It has to be raised tracks.
Or some farmer's ute conks out on the crossing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Terrible. No, well, that's where you'd have to do them raised. And there's so the fastest it's ever been when they were like, let's see what this baby can do. 501 kilometres an hour.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what that is. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't even know what that looks like.
When you're on a flight and you see that you're going like 500 or 600 kilometres an hour,
it feels like you're going.
Yeah. But then have you ever seen another plane pass under you?
Yeah.
That shows you how fast you're going.
Yeah.
When you see that happen.
I like them when one plane goes the other way, but it's real close.
Yeah.
And they have to go, pull up.
That's fun.
Adds a little bit of a thrill to an international flight.
Yeah.
So it uses electromagnetic force to levitate above the track, reducing like friction.
Is that like a theme park ride? That's electromagnetic. Okay?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A lot of roller coasters and stuff.
Yeah. And it's smooth and it's quieter because it's not like rattling along.
Yeah.
Like ordinary trains.
Right.
So yeah, that's today's fact of the day about public transport is the world's fastest public transport is a train in China that's top speed ever recorded was 500 kilometers an hour.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me, okay? You're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.